It's nice to be back in this great club with all you wonderful people. Was anybody at the show last time?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you know the songs, maybe. We're gonna play them now. Ready?
Thank you.
New York City. Thank you.
keep coming out with new ways to say goodbye. Like all love's a cage that will not let you fly. You always know just what to say. Do you guys like animals? Do you hate animals? Do you eat rabbits? Yeah. I had it. It's not very good. I prefer it adorable rather than marinated. It's just a preference thing. This song isn't really about rabbits. It's about people that I know. I don't know why I called it for the rabbits, but I did. So, 16-year-old in me says that that's okay, and the song's about rabbits in some weird, fucked up way.
Yeah.
You ever read that book about tired rabbits? It's a book about rabbits, but they're all tired because they're in the middle of a war. It's a book about tired rabbits. Jerry. This is a song about being really energetic.
Acoustic.
couldn't I?
Yeah.
That sucks. Here, give us a second.
Spencer, you should freestyle.
Don't. Spend the money on pedal steel. You know what I can do is I can introduce these wonderful young gentlemen while we try and figure this shit out. So, I'm gonna go real slow, because I know that everybody likes it slow and lovely. You know, you gotta put feeling into it. To my right is Jeremy Fetzerman, lead guitar. Behind me is Dave Vaughn on drums. Jamming out. Like it's 1974 and we're in a porn movie. Called Flossie, which I'm pretty sure is from Switzerland. I saw it last night. To my left is Jeff Cullum on bass. He's also pretty close to a goddamn 1970s porn, if you ask me. Also to my left, I can't say anything filthy because he's one of my friends that I would feel really uncomfortable about saying something really weird about. It's Spencer Cullum Jr. on pedal steel guitar. My name's Caitlin Rose. That's a beat. The day's playing. And over here, we've got a major problem that we're trying to figure out. Are you still having a nice time, though? Because I just made an ass out of myself for you. Because I would never make an ass out of myself unless it was for the benefit of you lovely people from Leeds. That was a freestyle. Kind of. It's making sounds again. So that was awkward, but kind of fun. Is that wrong? If it's wrong, I don't want to be right. I say that at least 3 times a day. Makes everything better. This is a song about something more awkward. That's sleeping with people you don't like. It gets real near the end. Ready? They all laugh, but this is how I do it. I don't know anything else. Ready? I'm going now. about those for the most part. I've never had a party that wasn't awkward. I've played shows that weren't awkward, but I've never hosted a party that wasn't uncomfortable. So, let's just think of this as a party and enjoy the memories. Who's got a Polaroid camera? Because that's really all you need at a party to make it okay. Everybody loves those. It's like trading cards for being slutty and obnoxious. I have no segue for that. But this is a Stevie Nicks song. And if you make a segue for that, you're an asshole. So, this song is a really good song. And it's a country song, in my opinion. Except it has a bunch of layered vocals and weird drum beats on the recording. And we decided to make it a country song, so I hope you like it. It's called That's All Right. Thank you. We were really excited about the show, and we still are. Do you believe me? Aw, come on! We're about to do one of the funnest songs in the universe. It's about girls in high school. Are there any of those here? I don't know if you can get in. If you are here and you're in high school, you should go home. Just kidding, you should sit. Because we're having a nice time, I think. I don't know, you're down there, I'm up here. Never know these things. Anyways, this is a song by the Coasters. It's called Youngblood, and then there's one more. makes good songs? Terrible times. What is it? Happy songs sell records, sad songs sell beer, and that's what the bars give a shit about. So, that's what I keep doing. Here's a sad one. If you're thirsty, you know where to go. This guitar is built for a lark. I've been falling for so long. We're going to try and end on a mid note. But we're going to end on a new song that you've never heard before. That we've only played once. You're an asshole. And then, I don't know what's going to happen after that. But it might be fun. Anyways, this is a song by our friend in Nashville named Matt Campbell. And it's one of my favorites. I hope you like it. Tip your bartenders, as my dad always says in this bar band. Y'all don't tip here. Damn it! I guess don't tip your bartenders, but they're very lovely people, so if you're feeling generous, go for it. Let's go crazy. Song called I Was Cruel. Okay, one descent and a lot of okays. So I'm gonna play one more. And but two more. 10 more. That's a Tom Petty song, my friend. Oy. That one person really ruined my night. But I'm gonna let it go. Somehow. And I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs to make myself feel better. Song about a girl that you will never fall out of love with. Boys, if she's here, grab her hand. Tell her you love her, take her home, and marry her. Because she's the only one that's ever going to matter as much as she does right now. I'm just trying to help you. I've been watching a lot of bridal shows, so it's sort of in my head. Whoever that guy done, but you do, and I like you. Look like a princess on the night we met, with your hair piled up high, I will never forget. Drunk right now, baby, but I gotta be, or I never could tell you what you mean. Today. Yay! This one's from